With Montana News, I'm Victoria Traxler. A Montana state representative is blocked from speaking on the House floor after she condemned Republicans for advancing anti-LGBTQ legislation. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager reports.
Tense debate over Republican bills targeting the state's LGBTQ community came to a head this week when Representative Zoe Zephyr, a Missoula Democrat, spoke in opposition to a ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors on the House floor. Zephyr, one of Montana's first transgender lawmakers, said supporters should be ashamed if they pass the bill.
If you vote yes on this bill, and yes, on these amendments, I hope the next time there's an invocation, when you bow your heads in prayer, you see the blood on your hands.
Immediately after her comments, House Majority Leader Sue Vinton and the Republican caucus stood in protest.
I will note that that is entirely inappropriate, disrespectful, and uncalled for. We can debate matters civilly and with respect for each other.
It's not uncommon for lawmakers from either party to object to language used during debate. Democrats have protested when Republicans described gender-affirming health care as mutilation or when abortion was equated to Satanism. After Zephyr's comment, 21 hardline conservative members of the Montana GOP, known as the Freedom Caucus, called for Zephyr to be formally censured. In their press release, they misgendered Zephyr. Republican leaders didn't call for a vote to censure the representative. Instead, Speaker of the House Matt Regeer of Kalispell declined to recognize Zephyr during floor debate, meaning she wasn't allowed to argue for or against bills. That decision came 2 days after Zephyr's initial comments.
There has been problems in the past, and I don't feel like in the future, until that trust is restored, it'll be tough to recognize.
Regeer says Zephyr crossed the line when she shamed lawmakers. He said she's been asked to apologize and that she likely won't be recognized unless she does.
I mean, the shame on you, turning around and saying shame on you for somebody's vote, degrading somebody for how they're going to vote, that's way off the issue. That's making it personal.
It's unclear if Zephyr will be allowed to speak on the floor again for the remainder of the session. The move to silence Zephyr on the House floor resulted in a rules debate as Democrats fought against the Speaker's decision and his interpretation of the House's rules. Most of the Republican supermajority voted to uphold the block on her testimony, both in the Rules Committee and on the House floor. The Montana American Indian Caucus, including one Republican, released a statement saying they stand in solidarity with Zephyr as people who have long experienced discrimination. Representative Sharon Stewart Paragoy, a Democrat from Crow Agency and an enrolled member of the Crow Tribe, said she believes the debate goes beyond rules of decorum and is on a slippery slope to fascism.
It's not something that my way or the highway. It's about everybody having equal access to this floor to be able to discuss and to be able to represent their community. And I believe that where we're at is we are being discriminatory.
Missoula County Democrats also released a statement condemning the move, saying they are not only silencing the voice of Representative Zephyr, but also the voices of roughly 11,000 Montanans in House District 100. Zephyr stands by her comments on the floor and says she was describing accurately the harm the policy will bring to her community.
I have lost friends to suicide this year. I field calls from multiple families who have dealt with suicide attempts, with trans youth who have fled the state, people who have been attacked on the sides of the road because of legislation like this.
When Zephyr was blocked from speaking, she was attempting to oppose a bill that would define sex as binary in law, eliminating the legal recognition of trans, non-binary, and intersex people in Montana. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.
This is MTPR.